Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Maloney and Fourier.
It's the NFers
on WEEI.
All right, welcome back to the MFers. Yeah, the Patriots got absolutely smoked and embarrassed TV Saturday night. Worst game of the weekend. And there were some bad football games. There were some bad, bad football games. But were they the biggest loser of the weekend? I went in the break and saying, I don't think they're in the top two.
That should be a TV show called the Biggest Losers.
Who's the biggest loser this weekend?
Is it the Patriots? I think out of all the playoff games?
Yeah, I still think it is the Patriots. Other than you.
The manner in which you were beaten, the way your soul was removed from your body, they took your heart and your pride to the point where you're making excuses about why you lost. Yeah, that's it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the tide's kind of turned between the text and the Twitch. People that were killing me kind of all year long, I'm seeing a lot of, well, the Bills are just better. They just had more talent. Patriots' luck wearing out. Like, kind of saw this one coming. I mean, it's just weird because I didn't see any of that, like, on last week at all. I was getting destroyed for talking, like, just somewhat negative about this team at points. I don't think they're the biggest loser. And they got embarrassed. How about the Cowboys? Like, the Cowboys are supposed to be good. You know, Dak Prescott came back. They got all these weapons on offense. You know, Trayvon Diggs on defense, getting all these interceptions. They're at home, and you lose the way you lost at home.
So
like,
the
they're
way
supposed
the, so
to,
the,
they're supposed to win that football game.
No, listen, I would say I don't care who says they were supposed to. It wasn't like San Francisco was like laying down. They're a pretty physical team with a lot of pride themselves. But if 14 penalties, a bunch of stupid, embarrassing plays that we highlighted yesterday.
A talented team.
A very talented team, right? With a coach. They didn't have any major injuries. They drafted well. They had all their players right. You're right. So, and then the fact that they lost on basically, really, a quarterback draw with no timeouts and, 18 seconds left on the clock.
You want to bring up the fake punt play again?
We highlighted it yesterday. It was a terrible play.
I guess
it depends on what you're more comfortable dealing with. Like, I am less comfortable with that embarrassing physical, because that's really what it was. They physically beat you up. Don't act like they didn't.
You think people in Dallas think the season's a success?
No,
like
I
they
think
do
they're
here?
Probably saying the same thing.
Well, they think it's a success here.
Jerry Jones is coming out.
80% of the people in our poll says it's a success.
Jerry Jones. Oh, do we have a poll?
In New England, I think. did our poll?
We just threw out the poll question, which team was the biggest loser? Patriots, yeah. Cowboys, Cardinals. You can vote on it on Twitter, at Maloney.
But I'm talking about, like,
so who's winning?
People around here think it's a success, like the season. I don't think they're thinking that in Dallas. Let me give you the number two biggest loser.
Patriots are winning.
Number two loser.
Okay.
Cardinals.
Really? You're going to go the Cardinals over?
Christian.
What?
Christian, Kyler Murray. Like, people right now, I mean, right now, I guarantee, I'll run this poll. Would you trade Kyler Murray for Mac Jones? Nobody wants anything to do with Kyler Murray. Now he's like a fraud. Now he sucks. They're questioning their quarterback. Cliff Kingsbury, who was in the running for Coach of the Year with Bill Belichick. How'd their seasons end? They're talking about Kingsbury being gone.
Cliff Kingsbury here.
Like, being gone. This guy was the Coach of the Year when they were like 10-2 and the number one seed. Now they're talking about firing Kingsbury. Yeah. They don't know if Kyler Murray's any good. Like people are destroying the Arizona Cardinals because of that one game.
It's amazing. It's amazing how people become unhinged when their team, like, I agree with you. Like, they weren't, they did not perform when it mattered most.
That was up there with a Patriots embarrassment.
They were down 28-0.
That was a joke of a game. That Kyler Murray interception.
Oh, which one?
It was like, well, the one in the end zone. We just sort of flipped it. And you're like, what are you people doing?
Yeah, he didn't want to get a safety, so he thought, 2 points is not enough. Let's just give him 6. He didn't want to take. He didn't want to take a safety, and there's nothing he could do. So he's. I guess you can have a case right now for the record, though. Actually, the Dallas Cowboys are up right now. 53% of the people think that the Dallas Cowboys were the biggest week. Oh no, it keeps changing.
There is no way. New England fans are going to admit that Patriots was the biggest loser. I mean, I'm surprised that's even a 10%. Like, it's going to be Cowboys and Cardinals.
Nobody's even voting for the Cardinals.
What, Tyler?
It's been out there for like 90 seconds. It's a small, the sample size is bigger from you two.
Well, you, listen, don't tell people how the sausage is made, please.
It keeps changing.
There's a lot of people out there with an opinion. They're all like irritated.
Well, boy, does anyone really believe?
Kyler Murray, though. Good God.
It was pretty bad. I mean, that's
right now, straight up, Kyler Murray for Mac Jones. Who says no? Patriot fans. That's who says
I'd
no.
Do it yesterday.
I would do it 4 days ago.
The other question
is 6 weeks ago. I would do it at halftime of that game, as bad as he looked.
Out of all the games, so the NFL adds a game to the regular season, then they add more games in the playoffs. Do you think that the playoffs were better with that extra game? With more games? Like adding an extra team?
All right, so the question would be, I guess Tampa and Kansas City, would they have been better off just giving them byes? Because those are the only two games you're getting rid of.
And not watching Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Yeah. Pittsburgh and Philly don't play. So those are the only two games. You're still going to get embarrassed by the Patriots. Cowboys are still going to be a joke. The Cardinals are still going to be a joke.
Well, see, I don't know about Cardinals. The Cardinals were different. Like, they had an 11-win season.
The Bengals and the Raiders. I mean, the Cowboys was a good game because you couldn't believe what you were watching. But so if you got rid of the seventh seed, you're just not letting Pittsburgh or Philly play. And neither team was great at all, but it's just one game.
No, it's like,
I'd take the filler.
Pittsburgh,
I'd rather watch football.
Did not belong in the playoffs. They didn't belong in the playoffs.
But how surprised are you that the wild card weekend went the way it did?
As far as what? Like a lot of beatdowns?
Has there ever been a season of more parity in the NFL?
No, you're right. You're right. A lot of parity.
And the first weekend, it just embarrassed
me. So you thought the playoffs, the first round of the playoffs, the super wild card weekend would have been better.
It'd still be competitive.
Closer. You really only had one game that was close.
Well, you had two.
Who?
Cincinnati, Oakland, right away.
Okay, what's the
Raiders? Dallas. I mean, geez, they lost the seconds ago.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm just saying, you had two. Like, I know. I just felt like you were going to get 6 really good football games. And then maybe that final week of the regular season when you saw Pittsburgh slide in, you're like, there goes that. Like, don't you think it would have been better if, like, Indy and the Chargers were in there? I don't know if the games would have been different.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know. I think in the end, your season usually, like your record pretty much tells the story. Like it never fails. Sure, there's upsets every now and then, but usually that record that you have, that you possess, like there's a reason why Indy didn't make the playoffs. Talk about not showing up. Their last game of the season is on the road in Jacksonville. And all they have to do is beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, who don't have a coach, who you would think that their team, all you have to do is come after them in the first quarter, and then they'll give up. But you know what? You let them believe that they can win. You let them hang around. Then they pull away. And then Carson Wentz becomes Carson Wentz. And then that's your season, Frank Reich. And now you're trying to figure out if Carson Wentz is going to be back next year.
Early in the process, 70% of people would rather keep Mac Jones. We should just sort of like throw this one out there. Would you trade Aaron Rodgers for Mac Jones? Because you throw Kyler Murray, you throw Russell Wilson, everybody keeps saying no. So, I mean, I don't know, Brady? How about Brady? No, Rodgers? How about Mahomes? Josh Allen? Like, run down the greatest quarterbacks in the league right now and see if there's anyone in New England that would ever give up this kid. Like, it's unbelievable. Ben Volen, the Boston Globe, he's going to join us next. Get his thoughts on what the hell happened that led to that embarrassment on Saturday night. Ben Volen, he's next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.